Right now, though, we are going to the phone lines where we are joined by Shayla Moriarty. She's from the Toledo Zoo, Vice President and Chief of Staff, here to talk about how they've been responding to COVID, but also they've got their virtual Dart Frog Dash coming up. Shayla, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you with us. And first of all, I mean, obviously, like every other business and operation, you guys have had to make some adjustments with COVID, although I would think because so much of your stuff is outside, that had to certainly be a bit of a benefit to you. But what adjustments have you guys made to keep people safe during this time of COVID?
Well, absolutely. We've built the zoo around having, obviously, a family, fun atmosphere. But we've also created all these wonderful buildings. Like, we just redid the museum, Pramatica Museum of Natural History, last year. And we have the newly renovated aquarium as well. So we've always tried to find ways to have families enjoy the zoo. If it's an outdoor experience, but, you know, if it's warm or if the weather isn't exactly right, we also have our indoor buildings. But COVID made things a little bit different this year. So we've added additional hand washing stations and hand sanitizers. We've created a little bit more activity outside so that you can space out throughout the 72 acres that we have here at the zoo. And then we also debuted our new barnyard exhibit, the Nancy and Martin Davison Barnyard, that has an indoor-outdoor activity as well, where it's a petting zoo, but yet it also has an indoor place where you can see animals as well. So we've tried to create a way to stay safe. We do have mask policies for inside our buildings, and if you're not able to social distance outside, we do ask that our guests put on their masks as well.
So bringing a mask, anything else the guests should prepare for when they come?
You know what? It's still the great experience that they've always known, just being able to utilize the hand washing stations, the hand sanitizers. We have additional staff that encourage people to keep space in between them, but we still have the train has reopened. We still have the giraffe feeding experience available. So a lot of the things that our guests have come to know are still available. We just have them in a safer way.
All right. I got to ask this for my six-year-old daughter. Is the merry-go-round still open?
That's the one thing. We don't have the carousel running as of yet, but we are looking at ways how do we open that back up and make that safe for all the riders.
And you guys do have a special event coming up, kind of fun, the virtual Dart Frog Dash. First of all, what is a dart frog?
Dart frog is one of the little frogs that you actually can find in our new Pramatica Museum of Natural History. It is in the conservatory. So you can see them hopping around, and then we do have them in another exhibit as well. So they're extremely tiny. This race has gone on for years. Obviously, it was rescheduled for during COVID, but we wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to still have this 5K run walk. It was highly successful. Our guests seemed to really enjoy it. So we wanted to make sure we still had it, and we wanted to go virtual. We're really looking forward to everybody posting their times and tagging us in their social media. So it's a run or walk for those that don't know, and we have all the information on ToledoZoo.org /dartfrog.
So is it one where you're asking everybody to kind of do it on the same day at the same time?
No, we give you a week to... So we're asking everybody to pick up their race packets at Days Running in Sylvania, and then you have pretty much a full week to do the 5K walk or run or whatever race that you want to complete. Once you're done with that, we ask that you upload your official time to our race page, and then you can print out your certificate that goes along with it.
And do you have all the information on this at your website?
Yep, absolutely. ToledoZoo.org /dartfrog.
All right. For those that may not have been at the zoo for a few years, or we have online listeners from across the region, what are some of the highlights of the zoo? A lot of changes in the last few years. Would people come to see if they haven't been here in a while?
Our zoo has gone through a lot of new exhibits in the past few years, but we're really excited now that we have a museum, a zoo, an aquarium all on one ground. Like I previously mentioned, the barnyard exhibit is new. It debuted. So that has alpacas and pigs and sheep and goats, and it's a really neat experience, a petting zoo for kids. The museum still has a lot of wonderful new opportunities for guests who have not been there. That debuted last May. And then also our aquarium since 2015 has done a terrific job of bringing people in from the region. It's a really unique experience. And then we also have unique opportunities with the giraffe feed deck. The aviary is opening, and we're really excited about that because there's a keep retreat feeding opportunity. So we really tried to find ways, not only are you walking through the zoo, you're seeing animals, but we also want to give our guests the opportunity to participate and have a participatory experience throughout zoo grounds. So there's feeding opportunities, there's ways to engage. So we're really excited about all the offerings that we have here at the zoo.
We're talking with Shayla Moriarty. She's the Vice President and Chief of Staff at the Toledo Zoo. And once again, Shayla, give us a website to go to if folks want to come, information they need to know about preparing to come to the zoo and also for the virtual Dart Frog Dash.
So ToledoZoo.org/DartFrog is for that race. We look forward to having great attendance on that. We are open Mondays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We are closed on Tuesday for deep cleaning to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to make sure that the grounds is safe for all of our guests. Other than that, all the information can be found in ToledoZoo.org. You could purchase tickets through that. You can see what events are going on. And we look forward to seeing everybody. Thank you so much for having me.